Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Hi, this is my first evening and the first time I've ever been here and the first story that I've ever told. No problem there, then. So, this happened a few years ago when I was in a place called Arundel Castle, and you might well not know it, but it's a huge castle in Sussex, big old castle, very beautiful, founded in 1067 by William of Normandy on Christmas Day. I could go into great depths, but I won't. Anyway, so I was there, I was being a guide, I was sort of going through a difficult time in my own personal life, my marriage was falling apart, should I stay with my husband, should I not? I was seeing somebody, but I thought that he was also seeing my best friend, and it turned out that he was. So I just sort of didn't quite know where I was or what I was doing. So I thought, well, I'll be here just for one season and I'll make the most of it. And the castle was absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if anybody has guided, but it's there are times when it's really exciting and times when it's very, very boring. I thought 1 year is just all that I can take. And people would ask me every now and then, it's such an old building, is it haunted? And I would have to say, yes, it is, actually. And I don't know quite what it is about me, but I've been told that I've got a crack in my psyche and various sort of ghosty things have happened to me all my life. I would rather they didn't, but they sort of do, and it's one of those things. And so I used to come across people who weren't actually there, and sometimes they were good and sometimes they were bad, but the best of all was in the chapel, where although the people that I would see who weren't there were quite happy, they'd obviously had happy lives even though they were dead. But the place where it wasn't happy was in a room that was the dining room, and in there was a very, very sort of cold, weird atmosphere in a cabinet just as you go into it. It was a huge dining room. Very beautiful, just imagine chandeliers, the whole thing. There was a cabinet, and in the cabinet were the beads that had belonged to Mary, Queen of Scots, just before she was executed. She'd taken them off just before she had her head cut off, and they were given to a friend of hers and ended up in Arundel Castle. And there was something about these beads, I don't know quite what it was, but they attracted me, but they also repelled me at the same time. It was a bit like a magnet, you know, sort of reverse polarity every now and then. So I used to look at these beads and sometimes I just couldn't cope with it. I'd have to stand in the room outside while I was supposed to be guiding because I just couldn't be near them. And yet I wanted them. And next to that room, there was a huge room called the Baron's Hall. It's supposed to be the longest room in the whole of England. It's 150 feet long. It's about sort of, 50 metres long and about 50 metres high. It's vast. And it used to be a ballroom. Queen Elizabeth used to go to balls there when she was younger, although she doesn't anymore because she had a row with the Duke of Norfolk. But anyway, so what I really, really wanted to do was to dance in the Baron's Hall. But I knew it was impossible. And at the same time, I also wanted to hold these beads. So I had these two wishes. They were like sort of two magic wishes while I was there. And I thought if these two things could come true, perhaps everything would be all right. Perhaps my personal life would sort of sort itself out. And then the whole of the season went past, and I got to the last day and the last afternoon of the last day, and nothing had happened. And then I went into the dining room, and the cabinet was open, the door was open, and there were the beads. And so I opened the door a bit more and nothing happened. It had obviously been disconnected because it was the last day, the wires and things. So I picked up the beads. And it was one of those sort of odd things, it's difficult to explain unless you have the same feeling yourself. And I felt as though I was going to fart and sort of be sick and sort of... So I thought, okay, I'll put those beads back now. And then from there I went to the Baron's Hall and I stood at the far end next to the sleigh that had been lent by Catherine the Great of Russia. And a little man came and stood next to me, and I'd never seen him before. I didn't know if he was a guide or one of the Duke's family or something like that. And he said, "What's the matter? You look very thoughtful." And I said, "I really, really want to dance down this huge room." And he bowed and said, "Excuse me, may I have the honour of the next dance?" And he sang the tune to the Blue Danube, and the two of us waltzed very slowly all the way down. And for a lady to be held in the arms of somebody who can dance well and waltz is the most wonderful thing. You feel as though you're sort of gliding. It's a magic experience. And at the end, he bowed and he went, and I never saw him again. But at least it gave me something to think about, even though it didn't alter my private life. That went on for some years afterwards.
If you liked Loretta's story, you'll love The Best of Spark London, where we showcase our favourite stories of the month and introduce some special guests. And on July 7th, we welcome Chris Neal. If you're a fan of Radio 4's Just a Minute, then you'll already know that Chris is a fantastic storyteller and comedian. That's Best of Spark London, Monday, 7th of July, at 7:30 in Maida Vale. Full details at sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.